Thank you so much for not touching that dial. Kenneth Mr. Moy Kareem joins us today as we celebrate love this coming Friday. And all month long, we speak about the types of love. Kenneth, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, how are you? How are you, Sister Flash?
Good, how are you?
I'm exceptional. I'm superb.
We celebrate love this coming Friday. We're super excited.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think we want to treat this month fully as a month of love.
Mm-hmm.
And I strongly believe that there's a lot of things we want to learn regarding love. We do empowerment, motivations, and all of those. But then if you can check us carefully, you'll see that we are actually teaching about these things. We are educating and actually ensuring we've got a nation that actually understands.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's true. The types of love today. Let's get into it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want us to first deal with the issue, which we actually, or rather a philosophical mindset that would actually make sense to what we're going to say. I treat love like coffee. I say love is like coffee. When love is actually activated, it's more like you're mixing sugar and milk in it. And then when you put it together, it's actually hard to actually separate. That's why when you fall in love with the next person or with somebody that you probably spend your life with and stuff like that, one of the things that will happen, the day you choose to separate, part of you is going to go with them and part of them is going to remain with you.
Yeah.
So when you get yourself attached in this river called love, ensure that you are actually doing it for the right reasons. Ensure that you are actually doing it for the right purposes. And then I'm going to actually give you these seven kinds of love. The first one is called Eros. This is what we call romantic and passionate love. This is actually a type of love that actually includes lust, sexual attraction, and everything we think of whenever we actually imagine the person that we have actually treated ideal. This is actually what the Greeks call Eros, and its actual nature is physical and desirous love, which is actually quite dangerous. This is actually what we call dangerous love.
Mm.
This is a type of love where once you get into it, if you are not ready, it can swallow you. If you are ready, it can make you. Some are victimized by loving when that very same pot which brought happiness is actually warmed up. Then later it actually burns them, and then you discover that it is actually the same thing that made you happy that has actually distracted you and sometimes paralyzed you for the rest of your life. So the first one is called Eros. The second one is called Philia. This is affectionate love. This is actually friendly love. The beauty of friendly love is it is a soul-to-soul bond, all right? It doesn't really have those romantic feels and those eros in it, but then there is actually what we call trust and what we call dependence, because 80% of the times, life is built on relationships. So Philia is actually a clue that would actually build that element of love, which is actually important. And then thirdly, there's what we call storge. That is a familial love. That is an unconditional love. What does that mean? It means it is a love space that can tolerate someone's weakness. In other words, it does not hold or it does not give anything of which we call focused on the negatives of the other person. It doesn't see them. It is like John Legend's song when it says, your imperfections are what actually makes you perfect. Your imperfections are what which actually defines me getting attracted to you. Your imperfections are actually what which actually builds a nature, and it builds what I would rather have with. All right, and then let's actually give the third. We are on the fourth one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one is actually called philia. I know we did philia, we did eros, or we are on the fourth one. It's called agape. Agape is actually selfless. It is universal love. This is a type of love where you actually can build with people, where you actually can establish with people. This is a type of love whereby you have friends, you have neighbors, you have everyone. It involves everyone, right? Yeah. And then the fifth one is what we call, let me just check it quickly. It is what we call ludos. That's actually what we call playful love.
Okay.
This is the type of love that has a nerve to actually cheat. When you play in the ground, or when you play, let's use a forest, Sister Klang. When you play in a forest, be very careful not to catch fire. I'm going to say that again.
Mm.
When you play in the forest, to be careful that you don't catch fire, especially if you have already have the electricity in the name of love.
Mm.
The electricity in the name of love is you have already fallen in love with someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. The most dangerous thing it is to actually go ludos and go play in the field and then discover that you catch fire, because when you catch fire, you will lose the importance of what you already have.
Right.
And the danger of that, losing what you already have, the danger of that is you might attract something that would actually come to burn you down.
Mm.
And then number six, it is actually what we call pragma. Pragma is actually a type of love that actually deals with it deals with the aspects of you defining all the levels of what you carry. Pragma is practical love.
Okay.
In other words, it is actually what we call a cause leads to effect.
Yes.
Practical love is, it is that type of love that we call action speaks louder than words.
Yes.
It is that type of love whereby you don't watch the conversation. You watch the nature of love, which is actually a verb. You watch actions.
Mm-hmm.
You actually assess what this person does. There is a statement that says, where your heart is, that's where your money is. Let's not use money because we can be even misdefined or rather misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Where your heart is, that's where your worth is. That's
mm-hmm.
that's the right word. Where mm-hmm. your heart is, that's where you actually invest a lot. So if your heart is in the media space, then you will actually invest a lot in the media space.
True.
If your heart is with her, that's where you would actually invest a lot. If your heart is actually with your business, that's where you would invest a lot.
Yeah.
If you don't fall in love with it, it cannot produce a baby for you. If you cannot fall in love with this thing, it cannot give you a baby. So there is pragma, which is actually called practical love.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's actually this one, which was actually discovered by a psychologist called Robert Stenberg. He calls it the self-love. Self-love is actually philotia. Philotia is where you actually love yourself, okay? There's actually about four things around loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see that you love yourself? You also put yourself first. How do you see that you love yourself? You protect your space. How
yes.
do you see that you love yourself? You develop yourself. How do you see that you love yourself? You avoid anything that will diminish your greatness. So these are the seven types of love. Let me re-utter them. It's passionate love, which is actually called eros. It is brotherly love, which is actually called philia. It is familial love, which is actually called storge. It is unconditional love, which is called agape. It is actually playful love, which is called ludus, and then it is practical love, which is called pragma, and finally it's philotia, it is self-love.
That's the one that stood out for me. Love yourself, and I think everything else should fall into place afterwards. Mr. Kareem, thank you so much for coming on to the show. What are you doing on Friday?
On Friday, I'm not sure what I will be doing, but then there's a number of things that are happening where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I might be there. I might be attending an event of an event of love and stuff like that. So I'm still deciding.
Lovely. Well, I hope that you are going to have a lovely, lovely Friday full of love and joy and peace and all things that come with love. Thank you so much for coming, Mr. Kareem. Next week again, same time, same place.
Next week again. Thank you.
It's Rise FM Mid-Morning. We're celebrating love the best way we know how. And if you have a Monday motivation you want to share with us, 072-885-7702, that's the number you have to dial. Send it to us.